USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Pennsylvania is declaring a disaster emergency after days of rioting in Philadelphia. There's also a citywide curfew set for 9 o'clock Eastern time in the city. As far as what's going on in the city of brotherly love, President Trump says,
"I'm witnessing is terrible, and frankly that the mayor or whoever it is that's allowing people to riot and loot and not stop them is also just a horrible thing. You can't let that go on. Again, a Democrat-run state, a Democrat-run city."
Hurricane Zeta making landfall in southeastern Louisiana as a Category 2 storm, lashing the northern Gulf Coast with strong winds and a storm surge, and another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 943 points. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Wilmington, Delaware, saying the fight against the coronavirus is not political.
It's patriotic. Wearing a mask. Wear one. Period.
The latest poll has Biden up by 20 points in his home state of Delaware over President Trump, the former vice president, and his wife also early voting on Wednesday. President Trump's campaign hit with a cyber attack. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Deceit dealers are using email and text messaging more than social media these days. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
This close to an election, disinformation can rear its ugly head anywhere, any political party, at any time. Last week in Florida, a flood of emails to Democrats there threatened to come after anyone who did not vote for Trump. The messages claimed to be from the Proud Boys, but instead, the U.S. government traced the data back to Iran. A video sent to voters recently claimed that Joe Biden wants to give sex changes to second graders. Wrong. Compared to the 2016 election, where social media was the target of choice, deceit dealers are preferring waves of text messages and emails, making use of a more intimate and less heavily scrutinized chunk of disinformation.
Along those same lines, the CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google are appearing on Capitol Hill, being grilled by Republican senators who are accusing them of blocking conservative content. Things getting heated between Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Your position is that you can sit in Silicon Valley and demand of the media that you can tell them what stories they can publish, and you can tell the American people what reporting they can hear. Is that right?
No. This was every person, every account, every organization that signs up to Twitter agrees to a terms of service.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.